Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We're in the Australian city called Adelaide. For those listening and not here, and what you might hear in the background is the wind, for there's weather here. It's more than a man in a chair, dear ones. And for those who have not experienced this live, we encourage you to open up your belief and ask yourself, is there more? No matter what you've been told, I'll tell you this, that if you are one of those courageous humans who have not experienced this before, who then say, I'm ready to see if there is truth here, if there's an energy that I can recognize here, I'm ready for that. If you're one of those, dear ones, then I'll tell you, it's going to happen for you. And for those who are not, I will say this and ask this. Why are you afraid of being loved? Do you believe in the Creator? And you'll say, well, yes, I do. Do you believe in God? Well, yes, I do. Then why do you close it off? Why have you built the box that you have that says, this is as far as I'm going to go, and if there's more out there, even if it's love, I don't think so, not today. Are you afraid of being loved too much? Because that's what all of this is about. Blessed is the human being who understands that they are temporary and that there is a consciousness that is multidimensional that goes way beyond your name. That when you take your last breath, whenever that would be, the vessel stays, but you continue. And that continuation is because you are eternal. Science is starting to ask the question, what happens when you die? But they're not asking the question, how did you get here? Well, that soul comes in, dear ones, in this beautiful way, into a new temporary vessel with a new name. But it carries history. It carries profundity. That soul of yours, whatever the name is on the human, has always been and always will be. There is no age to it because it always was and always will be. That's how big you are. Bigger than you were ever told, and more magnificent than anyone has ever told you. You are part of the creative source, dear ones. You didn't arrive dirty. You arrived magnificent and ready to go. And perhaps that's new to you, and perhaps you had to hear it first, but doesn't it ring true? Why would a creator bring you here, give you free choice, judge you immediately, and send you to places that even a parent would not do to their child, no matter how they behaved? You're magnificent. I want you to feel the love, because I want to tell you a little bit about change. So my partner has just given you a scenario to look at that says intrinsically in all human consciousness there is a hero's story. That intrinsically in every human consciousness there is the willingness to come through winning. That victimization is not part of that, never was. And that all that you might feel if you have that idea that you're a victim has been given to you by humans, not God, by humans. Perhaps in an inappropriate way to tear you down so you'll do things for them. But whatever it is, dear ones, this is an age where awareness is starting to get through that. Have you ever then sat alone and said, I know things. I've been here before. Have you ever sat alone and thinking, I am light. And any darkness that might be part of me has been trained in me. But that's not how I started. And that's not how I leave. And if you've said that to yourself, you are so right on. Good on you. Because that is the core truth. That is real. Change is happening on this planet. Let me give you a few things to look at just in these few moments. One of the attributes, number one, what didn't happen? How many times have you looked at the change of humanity past 2012 and realized what did not happen that was supposed to? And supposed to from prophecies. Prophecies both biblical and esoteric. You weren't going to make it. You weren't going to make it past 2000 or 2012, and here you are in 2018. What didn't happen is significant, dear ones, because it represents profound change of consciousness. If things had been as they were prophesied to be, they would have respected that adage that says history repeats itself and that human consciousness doesn't change. But history didn't repeat itself, and human consciousness has changed. This curtain that you've gone through, dear ones, is almost like you have passed into another kind of dimensionality where human beings are starting to go from 4D to beyond it. And in that, there are perceptions that you've not had before, awarenesses that you have not had before, and the entire planet is seeing it in their own way, individually, family by family. How do you feel about that? Do you participate in it? Do you understand? Are you seeing anything that's even within yourselves that might show that? Number two, human nature is changing. My partner showed this on the screen to you. Human beings are wanting different kinds of things on this planet, not the old energy things. And you're seeing this revealed in so many of the movements today. They're starting to solve the oldest, darkest problems that you've ever had. You're starting to see things come out of the closet that you wish you'd never seen but had always been there. Dear ones, this is human nature. The revelation of darkness that you were afraid of before. Here's an axiom that perhaps your parents gave to you, that you can never conquer big money on this planet. And big money controls everything. Therefore, you won't get ahead. Therefore, this and that will not be revealed. Therefore. And now you're starting to understand that that is not so. And how could this be? What was the trigger, dear ones, to get beyond that axiom? And the answer is a new consciousness that doesn't fear it. A new consciousness that looks at it and says, together we have the power to solve this in revelation. If we will reveal the darkness, it has to answer to itself, and it has, and it is, and it will. That is a new human consciousness. That is just beginning. I've told you that there will be two steps forward and one step back, and what this means, dear ones, is the darkness will fight you all the way. I'll get there. That's one of the attributes of change. That's already happening. Number three, you're going to start to see huge institutions start to have to change. And I'm talking about them all. I'm talking about your government worldwide. It can no longer sustain itself without transparency and compassion. It cannot, and the humans around the electoral process itself will demand it. New candidates will come forward who will seem timid and compassionate, and the public will elect them because they are not then critical of the other one. There's not the hate of the other one. Right now in my partner's country, it is starting to fall apart because of the compassion that is lost there, the hate that is starting to increase there. And when it breaks, dear ones, it will break fully into a compassionate plan. It has to. But what you're seeing in so many places is the breakdown of an older energy that you expected to work, and it doesn't. You're going to see it in financial institutions, in insurance. You're going to see it in pharmaceutical companies. You're going to see it everywhere there is what you would call enormous amounts of money being spent in perhaps inappropriate ways. That's the next thing. And when this starts to happen, dear ones, I want you to remember this particular channeling. You'll say, here it is. Big money is going to fail. And it's going to fail because of the compassion and the intelligence and the transparency of what new humans are asking for in mass, in mass. Old souls are the ones who are leading this, and they're not doing it by carrying placards or signs or marching. They're doing it by sitting and being compassionate on this planet with their families, those around them, at work, at play, and you're starting to see it happen. Number four. How can I tell you this? The light is winning, but the dark is fighting. And when you will turn on to that which you will call your media, they will report the dark fighting. The report is the dark fighting. It's not the light winning at all. And so to you, there's only trouble and horror, sadness, heartbreak, death. Dear ones, I'll tell you something. This light is causing those reactions. Have you noticed any unbalanced humans lately, anywhere, seemingly to snap and go to the dark side and only have one thing they want to do, and that's kill or destroy? That's new. Have you seen others that are invested in killing many and killing themselves at the same time? Dear ones, that is the dark fighting the light the best it can, because that's what will make you afraid. Whatever makes you afraid will shut you down, old soul. Has anyone done any reporting on how many spontaneous remissions are happening on the planet? Or how healing is doing? Or how people are getting out of the hospital earlier? Or finding solace in spirituality? Or how meditation is working? Or any of those things? And the answer, that is not on the news. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. These are the things that eventually you'll start to see. The final one, number five, is you. You sit there today, and I have to ask, are you just listening? Maybe you're taking notes. Maybe this is an intellectual pursuit. Maybe you're writing a book. Why don't you put all that away? You can leave differently than you came, dear ones, because of what you do now. This is not an evangelistic thing. This is inviting you to look inside and look at your box You'll live longer. Did you know that? If you receive more love, you'll live longer if you're healthier. You'll live longer if you're balanced. And I just gave you the secret, and it has to do with your higher self, which has always had its hand out from your birth, to take that part of you which is sacred and walk with it and become a new person. Not a victim of the planet, not a complainer, but one who is peaceful and loving. And you don't have to try very hard, because it starts to develop by itself. That's the God in you. That's change. That's change. Your children will see it. Your neighbors will see it. And some won't like it, because it's just too radical. They'll say, what has happened? What drug are you on? Not understanding that's what love does. This is the way of it. This is core truth that I give you today. These are things I invite you to test for yourself and see if I'm right. For now, so it is.